Listening Library presents Beyond the Laughing Sky by Michelle Cuevas. Read for you by Joshua Swanson. Chapter 1. In a Pecan Tree. Nashville and his family lived in a house perched in the branches of the largest pecan tree in the village of Goose Pimple. The tree grew on top of a high hill, and the hill overlooked the small, perfect village where the sun always shined, the grass was always mowed, and the men strutted like doves in their gray suits. The house in the pecan tree, however, was often shrouded in fog like the purple-gray gloom of an aged bruise, causing the old men in town to sit on their porches, drink sweet tea, and gossip.
"That tree on the hill looks like the last feather to be plucked from the pimpled skin of a goose. Nah, it looks like the last sprig of hair on an ancient bald head. Nah, it looks like the last white ghost seed waiting to fly away from a dandelion."
Tourists often wanted to drive up the one creeping road that led to the top and visit the house, but once they got close, realized they had somewhere else to be or something else to do. When they stopped by the town visitor center, they would say, "That house in that tree is not like the rest. Was it built there? Was it built like a nest?"
"Oh, no, sugar," the old widow working at the visitor center would say. "That house sat on a small street in town for nearly a century. Then, 10 years ago, there was a flood, the likes of which this area had never seen. It started raining as hard as it could in March, and it didn't stop until June. Can you imagine that?"
The widow paused, allowing the visitors to imagine that amount of precipitation.